Darren Copeland. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says there is discussion about a second UN resolution on Iraq that would give the UN a broader role.
If we were to get a resolution or a proposal from the member states that asked us to do more, we will require a second resolution that would also be a basis for the budget.
Annan says the security situation in Iraq is precarious. Senator Barbara Boxer says federal sky marshals will not be reduced on commercial flights, despite some reports to the contrary. The California Democrat called that good news, but she is nonetheless critical of the Bush administration. Boxer accused the White House of underfunding Homeland Security. During a news conference, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said, "We don't have enough money for Homeland Security." He told reporters the administration is constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul. Archbishop Sean O'Malley was installed today as the new leader of Catholics in Boston. Judy Yule reports.
The Archbishop's homily was interrupted by applause several times, including when he said that the church is working to create a safe environment for young people following decades of clergy abuse, when he noted that many good priests are working to heal the church, and when the Archbishop said Catholics have lived through a sad chapter in church history, but he said it was just a chapter, not the whole book. I'm Judy Ewell outside the Cathedral of the Holy Cross.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Two former Seton Hall University students pled not guilty today to charges of setting a fatal dorm fire. 22-year-old Sean Ryan and Joseph Lepore are both out on bail. Lepore's attorney insists his client is, quote, absolutely innocent and says he was sleeping at the time. Three students died and at least 60 others were injured in the fire in January 2000. Lepore's mother and sister were also in court and pled not guilty to charges of covering up the cause of the fire. His father is scheduled to appear later on similar charges. Flowers Foods has voluntarily recalled some of its bread products from grocery stores across the South and parts of the Midwest. The company says the recall affects some products with the brand names Broad Street Bakery, Cobblestone Mill, Country Farm, Flowers, and Winn-Dixie, with Best Buy dates of August 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, and 8th. Flowers Foods says the products may contain small pieces of metal mesh screen.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hundreds of thousands of people are crowding into an old military base in Toronto today to see the Rolling Stones headline a concert to help the SARS-stricken Canadian city. The benefit show was announced a few weeks ago and is meant to bring back energy and to lift the spirits of those living in the area. Toronto is the only non-Asian location that has seen people die from SARS. Rockers AC/DC, Rush, and Justin Timberlake are also on the ticket for the concert that's been dubbed SARS Stock. Before the day is over, more than 400,000 fans are expected to pass through the ticket gates. On Wall Street, technology weakness weighed down the market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 4 points to 9,200. The NASDAQ was down 9 points and finished at 1,721. The S&P 500 lost almost 2 points and finished at 987. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay, Robin Bittman announces for us. The phone number here, if you'd like to join in the fun and frivolity, is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. A couple of items here. Don't forget to check out the website, mikemalloy.com. A lot of interesting, wacky stuff goes on at mikemalloy.com, especially on the... comments boards. Is that what you call them? Message boards. Our webmaster had to execute one of the people who were corrupting the board the other day, I understand. Had to take him up behind the barn and put a bullet right in the back of his head. That's okay. You know, it happens sometimes when you when you're trying to run an online community. You get somebody who's really sick, and the best thing to do is shoot him, right? Put him out of our misery. I guess I'm in a bad mood tonight. Are you in a bad mood? Are any of you in a bad mood? I didn't do anything today because it rained here in Atlanta, and it was just kind of nasty. Didn't go to our little neighborhood pool to swim laps, which is all, any day I do not swim is a bad day. Because if I don't swim, in the winter I swim, right? I go to a hospital that has a health club, has a pool in it. It costs $36 a month, and I swim. That's all I do is swim. I don't run. I don't lift weights. I don't do all this crap you see on television. But swimming. I used to be on a swimming team when I was a kid. And it's the one thing. It's like a meditation for me. It's the one thing that drains out the insanity. So when I can't get to a pool... I guess I could have gone to the hospital today, right? When I can't get to a pool, I'm just, you talk about altered body chemistry. So that's where I'm at tonight. Maybe you are too. If so, it's going to be a rocky night, isn't it? Huh? But I stayed home because it was raining, and I watched Bush Jesus, please, if I believed in a higher power at this point, I would offer up a prayer. Next time I do this, God, Goddess, Harry Thunderer, Cosmic Muffin, whatever you are, next time I do this, watch Bush Live, kill me, strike me dead, send thunderbolts, rip my eyes out, turn me to a pillar of salt, anything, but stop me. Now you know what I go through. Every day, my producer writes, I don't know what that means. So I watched Bush at this Rose Garden press conference. Did you see it? Were you able to maintain any? I don't know. Thank God the guns were all upstairs and out of my reach. I would have shot the television several times. You ever get that feeling? See, this is why I don't watch television. Television news. I can't. Oh, I watch Cinemax and HBO and all that kind of stuff, and the Animal Planet and History Channel, and I love it. Weather Channel. Some days I'll just sit there for 3 hours watch the Weather Channel. It's just like Zen. I don't know. It's TV Zen. You watch a Weather Channel. Jeez. But today was not a good day. There's Bush. All of that to tell you that we have a bunch of sound. If you missed Bush today, oh my God, some of the things he said, it just gets worse and worse, doesn't it, Truth Seekers? Oh, by the way, before I go any further, remember radiopower.org, one of the outlets that streams this program. If it weren't for radiopower.org, a lot of folks would not even be aware of this program. Especially for some reason, I don't know how Shelby did this, but a lot of folks who listen to this program overseas and in Canada, she is having a fundraiser. If you can possibly help, go to radiopower.org. They use PayPal just like everybody uses now, and send something. I'm constantly sending money. Who do I send money to? Truth Out. Who else do I send money to? Democratic Underground I've sent money to. Guy James Show. You just have to do this. We do. We have to do this. We have to keep these online entities working. Every once in a while, WhiteRoseSociety.org that streams this program, archives and streams, or not streams it, but archives it. Every once in a while, Ben will need a few bucks to keep going. You just have to do it, folks. You know what I'm saying? We're not Republicans. So if it's in your heart, radiopower.org. Just go there and see what Shelby's talking about. I don't know. I don't know what she's asking for. Just help out if you can. But the sound from Bush, oh, jeez. The words, the things he says. We'll get to that. Lead editorial in the New York Times. Yeah, see, yesterday it was this, the policy analysis market that we were talking about. That Poindexter, convicted criminal, convicted felon, just monstrous, monstrous bastard, had set up in his little hole of an office buried somewhere beneath the toilets in the Defense Department, down there where when they flush upstairs, you can hear the water running through the pipes where Poindexter is. But the New York Times says it's time to send Poindexter packing. Now, obviously, the New York Times editorial here is going to cause the Bush administration to fire this bastard and close down the office. Yeah, sure, that'll happen. But at least they're saying it. The time has obviously come to send John Poindexter packing, the Times says, and to shut down the wacky espionage operation he runs at the Pentagon. Now, this is the online futures trading market we were talking about yesterday. All of us in just dumbfounded, jaw-dropping shock that, although we know that the Bush crime family is populated by human flesh-eating ghouls, this was just beyond belief. Beyond belief. A futures market based on assassination, murder, mayhem, bombings, terror, firebombing, people having their brains outside their heads as a result of RPG attacks, busted up children, legless orphans and infants, depleted uranium, making people sick and dying, livers that are really huge tumors. That's what these bastards wanted you to invest your money in. Just sickness beyond belief. And it was found out. It was found out because Democratic senators, Ron Wyden and Byron Dorgan, blew the whistle. So then these animals come scurrying out like the roaches they are and say, oh, well, we're shutting it down. It's canceled. That's according to the Defense Department. Canceled. Yeah, canceled. The next logical step is to fire Poindexter. Why is this administration, here it comes, first stupid question of the night, why does this administration hire convicted felons? Why does this administration hire mass murderers? Because that's what they're all about, Mike. Felonies and more mass murder. That project, this just bears a little bit of repetition here. The project, the policy analysis market, the whole thing, the theoretical underpinning of the whole thing were absurd. The idea that a futures market based on death and dismemberment and blood and guts could somehow predict terrorist behavior. It was beyond belief yesterday. It's beyond belief today. Now, Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld today at his little mini conference said he didn't even know what it was about. This stupid bastard is the Secretary of Defense. This moron, this killer, this Rumsfeld stands there today at a live impromptu press conference when the crack White House press corps caught him going, dashing down after his daily briefing with the Republican monsters inside the Senate, and asked him about this policy analysis market, and Rumsfeld, which came across with his clueless act that he is so good at. Oh, I don't know. That's a known unknown. That's an unknown unknown. I have no idea. I'll wait until the weekend, read about it in the papers. Snotty, smarmy, condescending answer. Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld's assistant, Wolfowitz, the man with the dead eyes, the guy who devours dead babies at home, you know he does. You know he does. You know that he captures dogs off the street and tortures them in the basement of his Georgetown condominium. You know he does. Wolfowitz pledged to kill the program. But the problem of John Poindexter remains. Wolfowitz should have said, I'll cancel the program and kill Poindexter. But he didn't. John Poindexter, a retired rear admiral, part of Ronald Reagan's collection of mass killers, helped devise the plan to sell weapons to our enemies, Iran. Take the money, divert the proceedings to the animal-like Contras in Nicaragua so they could then go kill innocent women and children and priests and nuns and peasants and social workers. Poindexter, a man who stepped boldly out of the deepest, vilest pits of hell, Satan's assistant, came to work for Reagan, and now he's working for too stupid to be president. The first big brainstorm of this demon was the Total Information Awareness Program, remember that, designed to identify potential terrorists by compiling a detailed electronic dossier on you and me and millions of other Americans. And now this sick punk thug comes up with this thing called the policy analysis market. Let's all make money on babies having their guts blown open, children with their arms ripped off, moms and dads headless as a U.S. tank artillery shell blasts into their house. Isn't this fun? Isn't this fun? So that's what it was yesterday. Did you hear what it was today? And on this one, I have to give credit where credit's due. NBC, specifically MSNBC, who blew the whistle on this whole story. All right, it comes in two parts. I'll share it with you when we come back. The story of today. Now keep in mind, the policy awareness markets, or whatever the hell they were calling this thing, where you a policy analysis market, where you make money on blown up children, dead mothers and fathers, destroyed cities, death, blood, and gore. Keep that in mind, and we'll tell you today's story when we come back.
They say don't step off the sidewalk and don't cross over the line. But we'll see. time at night. When the lights begin to dim, when the smoke seems to clear, you can't say what you want.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Australia. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Austria.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. So, what's today? This is Wednesday, right? This is the 30th. Yesterday, the 29th, Associated Press reported that the Department of Homeland Security had told the airlines and the law enforcement agencies that are concerned about hijacking that Al-Qaeda may attempt new suicide hijacking sometime during the next few weeks. Now, that's what That's what, Jesus, control yourself tonight, Mike, please. That's what the Office of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, that's what they announced yesterday. The possibility of new suicide hijackings of airliners. Okay? Now, these were vague warnings, and they came, according to the Associated Press, from information gotten from interviews of at least one Al-Qaeda prisoner. That was the one that they removed his arms from his sockets, apparently, and then filled the holes with sawdust and set it on fire. I have no idea, but they got it from him. They got it from him. Gordon Jondro, the spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, said, "We continue to investigate this information to determine its level of credibility. But you know what? That son of a bitch really screamed when we took his arms out of his sockets, so we have no reason to doubt the information." Or something like that. Now, there was no specific information on the potential targets. Homeland Security thugs did not know who might attempt the attacks. They said the attacks could be launched against airliners in the United States or Europe. There was no specific date, only a general sense that it's going to take place soon. Jondro, the spokes thug for the Department of Homeland Security, said, The intelligence community continues to receive information, because we're ripping other people's arms out of their sockets, about Al-Qaeda's interest in using the commercial aviation system. Now, because of this, the Department of Homeland Security has issued an advisory this weekend to the nation's airlines and law enforcement personnel. The warning was not provided to the general public. Jondro said, "Well, you know, it's tiresome pulling people's arms out of their sockets, but we did, and we got information, so we advised airline and law enforcement personnel to take a look at all their practices and initiate additional measures they may feel are necessary. You know, if you have to pull a few passengers out of the ticket line and execute them in the airport, go ahead. You know, we're out of money. We don't have any money for any of this. To the airline pilots who have taken their pistol training, if somebody on your aircraft gets out of line, grab him by the back of the head and put a bullet there, okay? Just Jesus, we're doing the best we can." Now, the information put out by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday, over the last 2 days, pointed toward a September 11th-style attack using hijacked airplanes as weapons. That was yesterday. Then today, was it today that MSNBC reported this? Oh, my God. Today, MSNBC reports, quote, "Despite renewed warnings about possible airline hijackings, the Transportation Security Administration," that's part of the Office of Homeland Security, "has alerted federal air marshals that as of Friday, they, the marshals, will no longer be flying on cross-country or international flights." MSNBC.com has learned. The decision to drop the coverage of air marshals on the flights that many experts considered to be at the highest risk of attack apparently stems from a policy decision by the dead people in the Bush administration that the air marshals are incurring expenses by staying overnight in hotels. Hence, we're going to cancel the program. If any of you dumbass Americans die as a result, look, we need the money for the tax cuts. Now, there's more to this story, and I don't think you're going to like it. Stick around.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch.
Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller.
It's not a layoff, but 2,700 workers at an IBM chip manufacturing plant in South Burlington, Vermont, are taking an 18% wage cut as the company reduces everyone's working hours. IBM came under fire last week when audio tapes surfaced of its human resources executives discussing the need for a mass transfer of jobs overseas, but the company says this cutback in Vermont is no precursor to any sort of move. Effective August 2nd, workers at the plant will go from working 42 hours to 36 hours per week.
The public has spoken on the issue of whether the Labor Department should eliminate the right to time-and-a-half pay for millions of American workers, and the answer is clear. A vast majority oppose the rollback. The public comment period on the proposal officially ended June 30th, but cards and letters keep pouring in, more than 80,000 so far. The Economic Policy Institute says the plan would rob a net 8 million Americans of overtime wages.
If these regulations go through, we will lose our time-and-a-half overtime, and we stand to lose thousands of dollars in overtime pay.
John Garrity is an electronics technician with the federal government.
These changes are changes that are going to benefit corporate America. There are no benefits to the American working man or woman that goes to work every day.
Earlier this month, a House measure that would have blocked any changes to overtime rules failed by 3 votes after a handful of Democrats crossed party lines to support the president. 7 other Democrats failed to show for the vote, including presidential hopeful Richard Gephardt. Ironically, Gephardt was in Iowa that day receiving the endorsement of the International Association of Machinists.
The 6-year contract between Caterpillar and the United Auto Workers expires in April.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Fly and enjoy America's great destination spots. Get down to Disney World in Florida.
Oh, God. So, anyway, Department of Homeland Security announces that there's a good chance that Al-Qaeda is going to be hijacking our airliners again anytime in the immediate future, slamming them into buildings and killing lots and lots and lots of people. Okay, that's what Homeland Security says. And they tell the airports and they tell the airlines, hey, go ahead, take whatever measures you need. That's what Gordon Jandro, the spokesman for Beady Eyes, what's his name, Tom Ridge. He says, we advise airline and law enforcement personnel to take a look at all their practices and initiate additional measures they may feel are necessary. Yeah, think about that statement, okay? What was Bush's budget for Homeland Security? What did the lying little rat bastard say he wanted for? What was it, $30 billion, $40 billion? Huh? Right? So now they're passing it off to the airports and the airlines. You know, you take care of it. Whatever you want to do. You know, if you have to shoot a few people on the tarmac, go ahead. Just make sure they're wearing turbans or they're dark-skinned or they have big bushy beards or they're holding a copy of the Quran. Don't shoot any white people. White people don't do this, okay? Just shoot the Arabs. That's how sick these people are. So that announcement was made over the last couple of days. And then today, or late last night, MSNBC reports that the Transportation Security Administration notified its air marshals that they would not be covering cross-country or international flights, the very flights that the hijackers seized on September 11th, 2001, transcontinental U.S. flights, the very sort of flights. So they make this announcement. Now, how do they make the announcement? They send text messages to the to these air marshals. Text messages. And the text messages say, look, you know, you guys have been staying overnight in hotels. When you get to your destination, that's running, you know, as much as $100 a night per air marshal. So, look, we're just going to cancel the whole program because we're going to try to save some money here. Huh? So, apparently, the Transportation Security Administration, or whatever it's called, feels that a few hundred or a few thousand more American deaths, well, you know, we got to have our tax cuts for the rich. There's just no money. You know, we got to bankrupt the federal government. As I sit here and say this, I sound very calm, don't I? My guts are churning. I don't know how much more of this I can take. I don't know how much longer I can do talk radio. Because, you know, I believe in denial and avoidance. I really do. So much of my life, when I'm faced with things that are just unfaceable, I just deny them and they go away. I avoid them and they disappear. Cancer, I deny it. Heart attacks, I avoid it. Family deaths ain't going to happen because I won't face it. You know, any tragedy like that, right? I'm great for avoidance and denial. But when you do this job, if you're a pipe fitter, you can't avoid or deny pipes, can you? If you're a farmer, you can't avoid or deny fertilizer. If you're a talk show host, you can't avoid or deny this kind of filth erupting from the mouths of these pigs who run this country. So what do you do? If you have sense, you get the hell out. If you can't stand pipes, go get a job as a bricklayer and let the pipe fitting go. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So MSNBC discovers that the Transportation Security Administration is pulling off the Sky Marshals. Now, how many times does this little rat bastard in the White House stand there in front of the American public and say, well, we've got security. The nation's more secure now than it was on September 10th. And he lies through his teeth. Every time George Bush opens his filthy, twisted little mouth, this dry, drunk, coke-abusing military deserter lies. Everything, everything is a lie. So the Transportation Security Administration gets word that MSNBC has notified the general public, whoever wants to go to their website and whoever listens to their tacky-ass little cable network during the day, that they, the Transportation Security Administration, has pulled all the air marshals because it costs money to put them in hotels when they get to their destination overnight before flying them back. Think about that for a second, okay? So then today, the Transportation Security Administration does a flip-flop and will immediately begin rescheduling air marshals back on cross-country and international flights, according to MSNBC. Now, that decision came in what, 8, 10, 12 hours after MSNBC.com reported the air marshals were being pulled from the flights because of budget problems associated with the cost of overnight lodging for the marshals. For Christ's sake, put them at the nearest military base. Put them in a barracks. Give them a tent. The Bush crime family is not interested in securing this country at all. They want more death. They want more destruction. They want more dead Americans. Because their sole objective is to turn this country into the Fourth Reich. to turn this country into a lockdown fascist states of America. They want death. They want as much death as they can possibly get. They want it on this soil. They want it falling out of our skies. They want our airplanes slamming into what's next? Buildings in Chicago? So they try to sneak it out. Hey, pull all those sky marshals off. And if somebody wants to get word to Al-Qaeda that we're pulling the sky marshals, we would appreciate it, because then maybe the little turban-wearing thugs will get on board some of our planes and commit mass murder again, and that's what we need. Did you see George's poll numbers are falling? We need more mass murder in order to pump him back up. So let's pull the sky marshals off. What's the reason? Oh, I don't know. The American public is so stupid. Let's tell the American public it's because they have to pay hotel bills when they get to their destination overnight. And the American public will go for that because they're stupid. They're dumber than dirt. And then let's get back to the real business of the Bush administration, which is death and destruction, power and fascism. Ah, but they got found out. MSNBC found them out, got the word out. So the TSA decided, oops, okay, just kidding, just kidding. God. The marshals found that beginning Friday, they had not been scheduled for any flights that would require them to stay away from home overnight. That meant no air marshal coverage on international or cross-country flights, the very sort of flight targeted in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Is this an impeachable offense? Now, MSNBC says the following. The move to pull marshals from those flights was particularly disturbing to some because it coincided with the new high-level hijacking threat alert issued by the Department of Homeland Security. That was yesterday. The warning memo said, quote, at least one of these attacks could be executed no later than the end of summer. So I'll tell you what, let's pull the marshals off. And you know, August is such a bitch of a month anyway. Maybe it'll happen in August. You know, Bush jackass is going down to the ranch where he's afraid of horses. He'll be down there safely ensconced. Nobody will blame him. Cheney has his hole dug underneath his house so we can hide him. And we want to see maybe 6, 8, 12,000 Americans dead on American soil before the end of August. Okay, pull the sky marshals off. Put the word out that we're pulling them off. We got to get George reelected, you know. If we can get him reelected in 2004, there will be no more need for any elections in this country ever again. So pull the sky marshals. Pull them. Let the death and destruction continue. The Transportation Safety Administration, or Security Administration, that's the fake government bureaucracy that houses the Air Marshal Program. It has been under severe budgetary constraints because Bush robbed and raided the U.S. Treasury, the surplus, Social Security, your children's future, my grandchildren's future, and handed the money to these rich sons of bitches in this country who sit back and say, well, you know, we don't care if there's sky marshals on these commercial jets. We fly our own planes. You plane people, die. We don't care. There's too many of you anyway. You clog up the highways on the way to LAX or O'Hare or Hartsfield. Die. Get some of these hoi polloi out of the way. God, I'm pissed off tonight. I am so angry tonight. So the TSA, which has been under severe budgetary constraints, has had to make cutbacks in several areas, including laying off of federal airport screeners, suspension of advanced phase two training for its agents, cut out flights requiring air marshals to stay overnight, on and on. Now, who tells you this? Where did you hear about this, Truth Seeker? Did you go to MSNBC.com? Was it on the evening news? Did the Bush bastard mention it at his Rose Garden conference today? Did the drunken, stupid Donald Rumsfeld mention it when he got stopped in the hallway today? Did Scott McClellan talk about it at his cheesy-ass press conference today? Did anyone tell you or me that this was going on? In a letter today to Department of Homeland Security thug Tom Ridge, Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, called these cuts nonsensical. Schumer's letter urges the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, immediately reverse reported plans to cut air marshal service on coast-to-coast and international flights in light of intelligence generated by your own office indicating that al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups may have stepped up plans to launch attacks on airlines. Schumer's letter says that, according to statements by Transportation Security Administration officials, the proposed cuts in the Air Marshal program came in response to a $900 million budget hole at the agency. Where do you suppose that $900 million is, Truth Seeker? That's right. It is in the trading account of some useless, fat, slobby, thuggish Bush supporter who doesn't give a rat's ass about airline security or your security or dead soldiers or dead Americans or dead foreign nationals who happened to be in the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. That's where the $900 million went. After the attacks, just a little bit more here from MSNBC and then I'm finished. After the September 11th terror attacks, Congress authorized a huge increase in air marshals from a pool of 250,000 applicants. A few thousand, the exact number is classified, a few thousand were hired and given special advanced anti-terrorist training. The program, however, has been beset by a number of problems. MSNBC reported in June that more than 100 federal air marshals had been fired or stripped of their flight status for problems stemming from their security clearance background investigations. In addition, some air marshals were flying without having received their final security clearances. This is the Bush thugs. This is what they do. This is what these filthy animals do. You are at risk if you fly. I am at risk if I fly. All of us are at risk as long as this filthy, corrupt, immoral, unethical administration remains in power. Now, for the new stations who have signed up with this network to hear this program, and some of you around the country who are just hearing this program for the first time, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I know you're shocked. I know you're listening to this, you're listening to my language, you're listening to the rage, you're listening to me talk about this stuff, you're listening to the utter and complete contempt in which I hold every member of this Bush crime family, and you're thinking to yourself, Jesus Christ, is this what my radio station is carrying now, this kind of garbage? I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. You'll either tolerate what you hear on this program or you'll move on. And at this point, I frankly don't give a damn one way or the other, okay? Because anything you hear on this program will be the absolute truth. And some of you can't handle the truth. Now, that's all I got to say. We have a break coming up here real quick, and then we'll come back and take your phone calls. We're at 800 Talk Yes. We have other topics, but these two, I mean, the juxtaposition of these filthy pigs in the Bush crime family putting every single human being in this country who flies at total, absolute risk of death and destruction because these sons of bitches handed off the entire budget to the 5% of wealth holders in this country with Bush's trillions upon trillions of dollars of so-called tax cuts. So now there is no money for something as simple and as critical as airline security. and they don't care.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Dave Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time.
I didn't think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Five before the hour, we're at 800-TALK-YES. And who we got here? Jeff is calling from Grapeville, Pennsylvania. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm sorry you missed your chance to go swimming today, but...
I've gotten rid of most all of my addictions at this point in my life, but I've become addicted to... To swimming. It just clears everything out. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. At least that's a much more enjoyable experience than GW's 2 hours of jogging.
Oh God, yeah. I hate running. I have nothing against runners. I've never been able to do it. Just swim the laps, man.
I'm there. My knees can't take it, so
right.
I'm good with that. But I wanted to make a comment on the policy analysis bullshit.
You're not supposed to say that on the radio.
Sorry.
Okay.
I hope you bleeped me out, but, you know.
I hope we did, too. Just be cool, now.
All right. Basically, I look at this whole scenario with Poindexter and the policy analysis market as being a diversion. It's putting our interest in an issue that they considered a losing proposition to begin with, that there was no way anyone was ever going to seriously consider it, but it drove the interest of the news media and everyone else.
Let me interrupt, Jeff, because I don't think media were supposed to know about it. This was a select group of, they were going to sign up 1,000 people. There are people in this country, there are people in Washington, there are people globally who would go for something like this in half a heartbeat, because what they're betting on, and that's all it was a betting parlor on death and destruction. They are betting on death. They're trying to be cool instead of being military strategists. They try to figure out death and horror strategies based on whatever information they may get. You know, when you're in the top 0.001% on this planet, when you control the kind of wealth that these people do, when you can make nations fall, when you can remove a duly elected presidents, you're going to go for something like this. This is fun because you can watch the guts fly all over your television screen. You can see the dismembered children. You can see the headless parents. That's fun. Jeff, let me put you on hold. I'm sorry I talked right over you. I put you on hold. Pick you up as soon as we come back from the break.
No problem.
Okay. Stay right there. And if you're on hold, do stay with us. Want to hear what you got to say. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes, I'm calling about
about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. President Bush is repeating his demand that Liberia's leader Charles Taylor step down from power. During a White House press conference today, Bush told reporters, quote, Charles Taylor must go. He said the U.S. would offer help to the war-torn region if Taylor leaves office and a ceasefire is in place. As for the American role, Secretary of State Colin Powell says the president has not yet decided whether U.S. soldiers will be deployed on the ground. But today, Bush told reporters the troop strength will be limited and the time frame will be limited. A top official in Saudi Arabia says the country will not tolerate terrorism. During a live televised speech, Interior Minister Prince Nayef said the kingdom would eliminate anyone who spreads terror and tarnishes the reputation of the country. Nayef compared militants to a failing organ, saying, quote, if one has a sick organ which harms the entire body, he removes it. He added that the country is strong and capable of reaching the people of evil. The comments came during a visit to the Qassim province, the site of a shootout in which six militants and two security men were killed. It's the latest in several clashes with suspected terrorists since the May 12th suicide bombings in Riyadh. Former Georgia crematory operator Ray Brent Marsh has asked a judge to ease the conditions of his release on bond. The judge refused. Marsh wanted to remove his electronic monitoring and also asked to move from his current residence, his parents' home on crematory property in the town of Noble, to another county. Marsh is facing over 300 charges, including taking money for cremations that never happened. Police found hundreds of decomposing bodies strewn throughout the property last year.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
The National Episcopal Convention began today in Minneapolis. The 10-day gathering has attracted a lot of press because of the expected confirmation of an openly gay bishop to New Hampshire. Reverend Spencer Simrell, dean of St. Mark's Cathedral in Minneapolis, says the crux of the convention is being overshadowed.
The mission of being God's people in the wider world and what that means, particularly in the Muslim Christian context. And that really is the emphasis of this general convention. And again, it's kind of a sideshow that the issues of sexuality are getting the main press.
Some have warned that if Gene Robinson is confirmed to the New Hampshire Post, there will be a split in the Episcopal Church. Simrell doesn't think that will happen.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Worried about an investigation into oil giant Yukos, big business leaders in Russia today are offering to pay more in taxes and charitable contributions. The president of the Industrialists and Entrepreneurs Union says big business leaders have agreed to get involved in Russia's war on poverty. The comments come after the arrest of a major Yuko shareholder on charges of theft and tax evasion. A senior Russian official says the Yuko scandal won't affect continuing efforts to put what were once state-owned businesses in the hands of private individuals. Stocks slipped lower today with weakness in technology weighing down the market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 4 points and finished at 9,200. The NASDAQ dropped 9 points to 1,721. The S&P 500 lost almost 2 points to finish at 987. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mirror, mirror, on my car? Tell me where the others are. Okay, I'm no poet, but I do know a thing or two about adjusting your car's mirrors. And when we come back, I'll reflect.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
At home, mirrors reveal who's fairest of them all. But in cars, their function's no fairy tale. They're critical to safety. To properly align driver's side mirrors, press your left cheek against the window and adjust the mirror till you barely see the car's left side. For passenger side, lean toward the center and adjust the mirror until the right side's barely visible. Like Alice through the looking glass, you'll see things you never saw before, like where the other cars are. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We were talking with Jeff in Grapeville, Pennsylvania, who has been kind enough to hold on over that lengthy break. Jeff, thanks for holding on. Welcome back.
Well, I can agree with you in your understanding of the greed motivated people that might accept the concept of the policy analysis market, but I know that most of the people out there in the general public are at least well enough aware of what's going on to be able to say this is just too sick, and realize that it's got to be so far over the top that it's not to be considered realistic.
But it was a story that sucked in 5 lungfuls of air and disappeared very quickly. That was the reason that Wolfowitz said it's gone. That's the reason that Rumsfeld said today, "Oh, I don't know about it. It sounds goofy to me. I'll read about it in the paper." These guys, these filthy, scum-sucking Bush crime family members, see, nobody was supposed to know about this, and people found out about it. So they very quickly killed the project, so they say, and therefore killed the story. So that 99.7% of the American public who have not heard of this will not hear of this. It was on the front page of the New York Times yesterday, last night's edition, and then today's edition, and it's gone now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I do.
So while yes, 100% of Americans, I think. All right, 98% of Americans would find this unbelievable, just vile. that they're planning a futures market on blown-up children and dead civilians. But they're not going to know that it even existed. How many people know that the Total Information Awareness Network even existed? Huh? How many?
Well, not very many in the beginnings of its implementation, but I'm in a pretty blue-collar, basic kind of area of the country.
Uh-huh.
And in spite of the fact that there are a lot of flag wavers out there that just bought into the whole scenario that was presented by the government, there are a lot of people who realize that what's being given to them for information is questionable at best, and they have the ability to analyze the information they get and make decisions based on what they know in their heart to be realistic expectations for what we can do in the world.
Well, Jeff, God forbid I should get argumentative here, but Bush's poll numbers are still around 60% of people who support him. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I hope that you're right. I hope these numbers are sinking. I hope that the people you come in contact with are not as stupid as the Bush crime family wants us to believe and is not as ignorant as I feel most Americans are. I hope that's true. But I'll tell you what, as long as these numbers in support of Bush are over 25%, we are damned and doomed.
I will not disagree with you there. To put a little history behind it, I just hit my 50th birthday earlier this month.
Uh-huh.
And I was never involved in the political environment.
Right.
I recognized very early it was
almost a waste of time.
Absolutely.
Right.
And at the start of our invasion of Iraq, I just went over the top. I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for any and every source of information that I could find. And, you know, people like you and Maria Heller and Tom Hartman and Buzzflash,
mm-hmm.
You know, gave me some information to work with that was, you know, more understandable and more acceptable than what was presented in the major media.
Right.
And that has given me the desire and strength to try and enlighten the rest of the world so that we can, you know, change the way things are working. You know, everybody has a responsibility to, you know, make the most out of this country that we can.
Yeah.
And so many people like me that have just disengaged from the whole political process are becoming aware, and I'm sure that, you know, people like Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean are going to lambaste Bush when it comes to 2004.
Well, I'm right there with you. I hope what you're saying happens. I really do. Jeff, thanks for your comments tonight. I appreciate you checking
in. I love you, Mike. Have a good one.
All right, sir. Take care. Appreciate it very much. We're at 800-TALK, yes. Before we come back to your calls, just this. I guess at the bottom of the hour, we'll go to these sound bites today from Bush's press conference. And I don't think you're going to believe. Well, we'll just wait. We'll play them. That's coming up in about 18, 19 minutes. We'll play those, just to let you know. The Sunday Times in the U.K., reports that U.S. forces in Iraq have suffered cases of probable suicide. Cases, plural. A senior U.S. military official said on the 23rd, what's today, the 30th, so it'd be a week ago. A week ago. The U.S. troops are dealing with slumping morale, daily deadly attacks. The senior officer, who asked not to be named, said that among the U.S. military non-combat deaths since May 1st, when the Bush bastard deserter pranced around. This is not in the article. This is me talking. Pranced around the deck of the USS Lincoln and declared mission accomplished. All those deaths since then, according to the senior U.S. military officer, there have been probable suicides, as well as a large number of road accidents, suicides. The senior military official, United States Forces, did not say how many soldiers were suspected of committing suicide. Additionally, there have been a number of non-hostile gunshot incidents among U.S. troops in that time, with suspected suicides and accidental discharges of weapons included in that category. U.S. forces, the Sunday Times reports, are facing an average of around a dozen attacks a day, hitting morale of tired troops, some of whom have already been in Iraq for months, while others have recently had their tours of duty indefinitely extended. Suicides. Where are we? Ben, our Elgin Bureau Chief and the webmaster at WhiteRoseSociety.org joins us from Elgin. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike. I'm going to make you even more upset.
I'm very calm tonight. I have that kind of calm right before you open an artery.
Well, get ready for the arterial bleeding.
Okay, let her rip.
It gets worse than what you heard about the Sky Marshals and this terroristic warning. Okay, obviously it's a terroristic warning because it was meant to terrorize us.
Right.
I believe that there is a conspiracy afoot to actually destroy the airline industry.
Oh.
Okay, what is occurring is first we have this terrorist warning, then they pull Sky Marshals.
Right.
And starting tomorrow, anybody who wants a visa to come into the United States has got to show up at a U.S. consulate or embassy and plead his case in person to get a visa. This is going to cut a tremendous number of passengers out of the pleasure market and lots of other things, and people flying through the United States. People are going to take routings to avoid the USA on their international flights. It gets worse.
Well, wait. How would that accomplish something for the Bush crime family? The Bush crime family gets lots of money from the airline industry.
There's a double cross going on here.
Okay, lead me on, Ben.
All right. Also to be canceled starting tomorrow are what are called in-transit visas. That is where, let us say, you're flying to Bogota, Colombia from London. Your airplane flies to Miami to refuel and then on to Bogota. If you have an in-transit visa, which were granted right at the airport for you as a matter of courtesy, you can just go there, stay in the departure lounge, you never really pass through customs, get back on your plane and fly down to Bogota. We will no longer grant that sort of visa. So there will be no foreign connecting passengers through the United States.
Well,
this will continue the decline of the airline industry, and they're already in perilous shape. I really think that combined, these things will destroy United and American together. And what this is going to do for the Bush crime family is to put into the surplus market at fire sale prices a whole bunch of very new airliners, which their friends will buy at fire sale prices to form new airlines on the bones of the old ones. They may call them American, they may call them United, but they will have just bought the name, and they will be paying the people who work for them a tenth of what they're getting now.
This is so what the Bush crime family does. AirTran, I just read today in the Times that AirTran is probably the airline in the best shape right now. They have $500 million in the bank. They just ordered a whole bunch of new 737s. I've been flying their 717s. And, AirTran is just, are they going to let AirTran alone and just go after the other ones?
No, they're going to try to destroy them all. The goal is to create a major bust in this market
so that they can
capitalize on the whole thing with pennies on the dollar.
You know, I don't disbelieve what you're saying. These people are so filthy and so criminal. This is just something that a Karl Rove would cook up in an afternoon.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, look, as soon as the airlines do go bust, look for a major thing to go through the Republican Congress and Senate to remove the federal excise tax on aviation fuel.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
You take care, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Ben from WhiteRoseSociety.org.
It's a hard rain is gonna fall.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I have one question. Why? This is the question that pops into my head whenever I flip through any of those slick catalogs hawking the latest in high-dollar, high-tech gizmos for yuppies. Why is so much of our society's brain power and research money being frittered away on frivolous crap? You want crap? Try house slippers with headlights. Let's hope that this person isn't trying to invent anything else. Or this, a $250 rapid-fire toaster that can pop out 130 slices of toast per hour right in your kitchen. If this thing appeals to you, let me be the first to tell you, you've got a toast problem, Buster, and it's time to spend some money for professional help, not for a 130-slice-an-hour toaster. Some of this crap is not just crap, but absurdly expensive crap, pitched to the pompous and over-pampered rich, including the $90,000 Audi A8, which has 65,000 electrodes to scan your fingertips so you can open its doors by waving your hand in front of it. It also has a computer that automatically tunes the radio to the driver's favorite station and sculpts the front seat to the contours of the driver's bottom. If that's not enough for the lazy class, try the FMD 700 iTrek TV glasses that use prisms to alter the line of sight so you can lie flat in bed and watch TV or videos. No more need to strain yourself by sitting up. There's even a techno-consumer magazine, aptly named Stuff, that has unwittingly expressed the whining wasteland ethic behind this mindless production and consumption of crap. We've launched missions to Mars, says Stuff, so why can't we build a robot that can pour us a drink? This is Jim Hightower saying, well, Stuff, undoubtedly we can and probably will. But the question is, why? The exploration of Mars is at least about the reach of the human spirit. Not being willing to reach for your own drink is about human sloth. Shouldn't we focus our technological genius on the world's real needs?
conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Right after the next break, we're going to do the some sound bites from the Bush press conference today that are just stunning, absolutely stunning. Mike is calling from Rochester, New York. Hey, Mike. Yo, Mike.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. been here just even. Mike, nice to have you back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good to be back.
Second thing is, I heard this the whole thing about the futures market for death and destruction.
Right.
And my first thought was, well, yeah. What's your point? the second thing is, you know, let's really look at this now. They told you about it, so they could tell you that it went away. But it's going to go away the same way that the total information system went away. It didn't go away. It became a terrorist information system.
Yeah.
It's still there. Don't worry about it. So don't let this thing bug you. I guess my feeling is I think what they're trying to do is to give folks, please talk about something else, anything else. Don't talk about Iraq. Please don't talk about Iraq. And I think they're also saying, oh, yeah, and whatever you do, don't talk about the economy. Bush's poll numbers are horrible. I was looking over at Zogby. If you go over to Zogby.com, he's got them up from 718, and they're horrible. I mean, his poll numbers are bad and staying bad. He's right around 53% approval, and they're dropping every day.
When they get around 25, 28, 29, the same place that Tony Blair's are right now, I'll feel a lot better. Let me just comment on what you said about the the trading in terror futures. Yeah, I think you're right. They would like us to talk about something other than Iraq or Osama bin Laden or the economy. But as far as the total information awareness, whatever the hell that was called, yeah, they changed the name of it. But Congress insists it's not going to fund it. So whether or not that's still there, I don't know. There's no way we can know because we're dealing with a regime that is as secretive as the Chinese are, as the Soviet Politburo has been. But as far as this futures trading is concerned, I don't think they wanted us to know about that, Mike. I think that came out because Byron Dorgan and the other Democratic senator heard about it and got it out in front of the media.
Mike, I think they just handed that one over,
yeah.
And they handed over the other one because they got to stop talking about terrorism. Get them afraid again. Don't have them worrying about their kids over in Iraq. Don't, you know, Jesus, here, talk about this, talk about that. Anything but Iraq.
You may be right.
But one good thing, we haven't had a soldier die today. And I would really like somebody to go back and look and find out how many days have passed since the last time we got through a day and we didn't lose a man in the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important. We really need to know that. And these guys don't take that seriously.
Yeah.
And the other thing is funding. You're talking about Poindexter. Oh, he'll take care of the funding. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. God, I hate these people.
Have a good night.
God, I hate them. Mike, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Oh, just hate him to death. Hate him to death. Today's Bush press conference was a test for the media, crack White House press corps. And the crack White House press corps failed. Oh, Jesus, they failed big time. Now, this was Karl Rove's attempt today, putting too stupid to be president out there. Rove's attempt to see if he could manipulate the media once again so that Wargate and the September 11th report gate and the uranium from Niger lie gate would all get swept under the rug and forgotten, along with Enron and Harkin and Halliburton and Bechtel and all the other scandals during the 2 years this worthless thug has occupied Al Gore's house. Now, today proved to be a great success for Karl Rove and the Bush PNAC criminal enterprise. Because what we found out today is that media is indeed more than willing to continue to ignore all these stories. And I'll have the proof for you when we come back.
At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The general public attitude toward wetlands has changed dramatically over the years. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Many people once regarded wetlands with fear and even revulsion, but over time, people have learned to appreciate these features of the landscape. And Valaisis has studied this change in attitudes, and she's written about it in a book titled Discovering the Unknown Landscape, A History of America's Wetlands. Valaisis says early European settlers had a negative view of wetlands in North America. For them, marshes and swamps were mysterious and not at all like the lands they had left behind.
When colonists first arrived, they thought that wetlands were evil, useless, unkempt, mosquito-ridden, awful places. They thought they were places where Satan dwelled. These were places that Indians hid. So they had all sorts of cultural baggage about wetlands.
Valaisis says these superstitions lasted a long time, and even when settlers did go into the swamps, it was to cut down trees. They thought cutting down a swamp forest was a good way to make money off land they considered useless. Valaisis says as the settlers spread across the continent, people drained millions of acres of wetlands. Part of their reason was to create farmland, and part of it was to fight malaria.
People thought that wetlands were the source of malaria, which was an important disease back then. It was a significant disease. They thought that air above wetlands actually caused it. They didn't realize that mosquitoes caused it.
Valaisis says the malaria problem diminished with the drainage, although not for reasons the pioneers believed. Valaisis says attitudes toward wetlands have taken a major turn in recent decades. People now recognize their value as homes to birds and fish. Valaisis says many people now want to protect wetlands instead of draining them. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the wet and stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Blood-Sucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. I'll tell you before we do the sound. Let's get Bob up here. Bob is calling from Scandia, Minnesota. Has been holding on for quite some time and is new to the program. Hey, Bob, welcome aboard.
Second time I've listened to you, Mike. Last night was the first time streaming you over the net.
Good Lord, you are a newbie for this program.
I'm a real newbie.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Well, I have so much spleen to vent. You're the first program I felt that I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know how much time I've got.
I'll let you know. You got a couple of minutes here.
I'm curious what your take is on this whole Christian Zionist movement that Tom DeLay is regarded as a leader in.
Yeah, I've talked about that extensively on the program. These people are beyond sick.
I think mentally ill would be a good way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. They are lusting for the destruction of humankind in order to fulfill their sick interpretation of the book, one book in the Bible written by somebody who, Revelation,
right.
Obviously written by somebody who had done way too many desert peyote.
Well, you know what's curious about this is that mainline Protestant and Catholic theologians won't touch the apocalypse with anything more than a 10-foot pole, saying basically that it was a metaphorical expression.
Sure, it was allegory, but you take
right.
You take some of these fundamentalist Christians, and they are some of the sickest devils on the planet. The Book of Revelation, in my opinion, was written by somebody who is extremely high, extremely off on some kind of peyote or something, whatever the hell grows in those deserts.
Well, the interpretation certainly in standard Christian tradition has been that the Book of Revelation was a metaphor for current events in regard to the Roman Empire at the time.
Right, but when you're talking about the imagery that the writer John used in Revelation, when you look at that imagery,
oh, it's horrifying stuff.
Yeah, it's like an
Hieronymus Bosch.
Yeah, a Bosch painting.
Right.
Long before Bosch was ever ever born.
But you know what? Here's my thing is that. It's curious that there is so much influence so close to the centers of power right now coming from this group and people who think like this.
Right.
I think that it's worrisome because foreign policy is being formulated based on these beliefs.
That's right. That's right.
For one thing.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, if the ultimate fantasy, I think that's a good word to use here, is that there should be cataclysmic battles that take place,
right?
Because that's what they dream about. Then the more people that are slaughtered and die as a result of the foreign policies that have been formulated based on our belief in the Book of Revelation, the greater the success.
That's right.
Which is such a perversity. I can't even. It's astonishing to me.
Oh, it's astonishing, it's perverse, and it's sick. And
it's underway.
Oh, of course.
That's the thing that's really frightening.
And the thing we've talked about on this program is how the Israelis, who, as a state, uses these Christian fundamentalists for whatever, for their protection that the United States offers, for the assets the United States provides to Israel. But surely,
but they're not fooled.
No, but well, I wonder sometimes. Surely the Israelis understand, especially the Zionist Jews understand, that the Zionist Christians, if any of this stuff comes to fruition, if Armageddon does occur,
right.
Then the Jews have one chance to convert to Christianity, and if they do not, the Zionist Christians then slaughter
exactly.
them
they,
all.
They whack them all.
Every last one. So it's
that is
just
so absurd.
I know. It's like we have all gone through the looking glass. Now I don't know what agenda an Ariel Sharon or any leader of Israel is involved in when that leader aligns himself or herself with these Christian Zionist fundamentalists. I don't know what they're doing.
I think that they're wiser than you think. I think that they're strictly pragmatic in terms of the kind of money that they think that they can get out of these people and the kind of political influence in favor of the more conservative Israeli, you know, the Israeli right, the kind of support they can get out of it. But I think they're much, much smarter than that, and they know that when push comes to shove, these people have a genocidal streak that runs through them. And if anybody is sensitive to that, it's going to be Jews.
Well, I don't know where they will run, where they will hide when this Christian beast, this bloody Christian beast, decides it's time for the second time to devour and kill the Jews.
One more thing. If you hear the word Christian, please swap it out for fundamentalist.
Oh, absolutely. We do.
I myself, I'm a practicing Catholic. My family's been Catholic on both sides for centuries, you know. I'm a Christian. but I'm not a fundamentalist. And
yeah.
that's a distinction that I think
oh, sure.
that
yeah,
the press fails to make.
Well, we make
and,
it.
And so do callers on your program in the two nights I've heard it.
Yeah, you need to listen more because we make that distinction all the time. We talk about the message of Christ as opposed to Christianity, and there's a tremendous difference. Listen, I'm glad you found the program, Bob. I hope you're going to continue to listen and call us again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. All right. Now, Joyce, who is our Arkansas bureau chief, who used to be able to listen on a station in Clinton, Arkansas, until we scared the Christ out of the station manager there and he dropped the program, and now Joyce listens online, she sent me this email. Mike, I'm sure if you watched Dumbo's pseudo-press conference in the Rose Garden today, you came away with the same observations that I did. So far, I haven't heard any of my observations even hinted at in the media news coverage. First, once again, the staged event was well-scripted. However, the show's flawed choreography was evident immediately, and cameras don't lie. The reporters chosen for the question list had the mic in hand, ready to answer before Dumbo called their name. About halfway through, after Rove most likely realized the obvious, the scenario changed with a mic handed out after as a pre-selected reporter was called. We all know that this son of a bitch is incapable of conducting a legitimate press conference. The wormy Washington press corps knows this too, but remains silent, laughing on cue at his smart aleck, supposedly joking remarks. Naturally, he didn't have the courage to call on Helen Thomas. They can't control that old gal. She was there, afterward, on C-SPAN. I heard her speaking in the background of voices, but couldn't decipher what she said. With each passing day, I'm beginning to feel that this incompetent Dumbo will be defeated next year. Before, it seemed hopeless, but now that possibility seems more likely. Joyce, Arkansas Bureau Chief. Well, I don't know about that last part, Joyce. I have to retain the faith, like you. But you certainly called it where it concerns the crack White House press corps today. You and my producer were on the same wavelength. Here we go. Bush attempts here to answer reporters' questions in the Rose Garden today, like this one. Mr. President, now with the deaths of the sons of Saddam Hussein and the capture of his chief bodyguard, what can you tell us about how close we might be to actually capturing or killing Saddam himself? And how important would that be to ending the war and stopping the violence against American troops?
Of course it's important that the Saddam sons were brought to justice. It changes attitudes in Iraq. People didn't believe that the Ba'athist regime was going to be gone forever. So, needless to say, when two of the most despicable henchmen of the Saddam Hussein regime met their fate, the Ba'athists claim that, you know, at least these two will come back and haunt the citizen as rings hollow.
Thank God the Iraqis understand that dead men don't come back to life. At least dead men in Iraq, they come back to life here. Elliot Abrams, John Poindexter, Dick Cheney. These are dead people who pulled the stakes out of their hearts and came out on some drizzly, nasty, filthy midnight. And here they are. On Homeland Security. The reporter starts this way. Thank you, sir. Homeland Security is warning against possible hijacking this summer. How serious is this threat? And what can you do about it? How can Americans feel safe, sir?
The threat is a real threat. It's a threat that we're, you know, we obviously don't have specific data. We don't know when, where, what, but we do know a couple of things. We do know that Al-Qaeda tends to use the methodologies that worked in the past. That's kind of their mindset. And we've got some data that indicates that they would like to use flights, international flights, for example. We're conscious of folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and matching them now with a much improved database.
Oh, my God. Oh, shut up. Now, kind of rambling on about Al-Qaeda, not answering any reporter in this particular clip, Karl Rove needs to make bigger cue cards here, obviously, on the foreign names of the people that he's had killed.
You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are.
Oh, that's cute.
Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Shib, or whatever the guy's name was. Sorry, Ramzi, if I got it wrong. We're dismantling the operating decision makers.
Once again, how do you dismantle a person? Do you use a socket wrench? What do you do? You stupid man. You stupid man. On the Saudi meeting yesterday, vis-a-vis the blank pages in the 911 report handed up by the congressional committee in this country, a reporter asked the following. Mr. President, you met yesterday with the Saudi foreign minister who wants the administration to declassify these 28 pages about his government in this report on 911. And, sir, many members of Congress, including several Republicans, say they see nothing, or at least most of the material, in their view, could be made public. So can you tell us, sir, is there any compromise in sight on this? And could you at least summarize the material in that classified document? Is there, as some members of Congress say, is there material that you could read and have an incriminating view of the Saudi government when it comes to 911?
The foreign minister did come and speak to me. And I told him this. I said, we have an ongoing investigation about what may or may not have taken place prior to September the 11th. And therefore, it is important for us to hold this information close so that those who are being investigated aren't alerted. I also told him in the document that if we were to reveal the content of the document, by the way, 29 pages of a near 900-page report, it would reveal sources and methods.
Yeah, and the sources would be Cheney and you and your father. Huh? And who else? Poindexter. And who else? Rumsfeld. And see what he... Oh, it's 29 pages of a near 900-page report. It's 16 words in a, I don't know, 6,000-word State of the Union address. These are small numbers, you stupid Americans. That's what Bush is saying. You want a 29 pages out of a 900-page report. That's all. No, those are the 29 pages that were totally redacted. Of the rest of the 900 report, probably 70% of it was blacked out. But Bush is stupid, and in his stupidity, he understands one thing. That the American public in general is too busy trying to survive right now to pay any attention to this at all. And after all, the media is letting America know that these are just the Democrats who are politicizing this terrible situation that God's favored stepson, George Bush, is having to deal with. It's the Democrats who are politicizing it. You can turn on any news network in America and hear that directly, indirectly. You can hear it alluded to. You can hear these ghouls on Fox News Network state it categorically. You can hear some of the thugs on CNN state it categorically. It's the Democrats. They are politicizing poor little George Bush's war on terror. 29 pages of a near 900-page document. What do you guys want from me? He seems to be whining, doesn't he? Continuing, one of the crack White House press corps, continuing with that line of questioning, do we have time to squeeze this one? No, we don't. Okay, we'll come back. We've got more of these. This is going to take, you've got to hear this, though. But another reporter refers to the meeting with the Saudi Foreign Ministry yesterday. Another killer, just like Bush, another mass murderer, a dictator, a thug, an exporter of global terror, just like Bush, just like Poindexter. John Poindexter was responsible for terrorizing five countries in Central America. He is an unindicted war criminal, just like Henry Kissinger. Elliot Abrams, an unindicted war criminal, just like his boss, Poindexter. These people exported more terror into Central and South America in a five-year period than most Americans could possibly imagine.
You'd sell your kids into slavery if it was worth a dime. You'd bulldoze your own backyard, then you'd come for mine. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple F.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
I want everyone to listen up and understand clearly. We need some good weekday programming ideas. I don't know why no one is writing this down.
Oh, geez. Oops.
We need some good weekday programming ideas that will appeal to all angles and opinions of all listeners. Any ideas? Johnson.
Oh, you said the wrong name.
It's Jameson, sir.
Jackson, Johnson, Jasper, whatever.
Maybe we can pick up Limbaugh and convince him to move more to the middle.
That's good. Get out of my office. Yeah, get out. You're an idiot.
Sure.
Spicoli.
It's Smith, sir.
Yeah. Give me something good.
Why don't we just have some shows that will appeal to everyone's opinion? It'll make the listener base more diverse and make for a good show.
A talk show that everyone will listen to because their opinions will be supported by other listeners and welcomed by the show host. That's brilliant. Good job, Swanson.
You're on the ball.
Everyone take this next holiday off.
Wait, someone has to work. Doug Steffen's live.
Come on.
Best
in progressive talk radio, weekdays, on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network.
In my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my God. Okay, back to today's press conference, and I want to get these all in. However, if you're on hold, please stay. We'll get to your calls here soon. The reporter continued, or maybe it's a different reporter. You met yesterday the Saudi foreign minister who wants the administration to declassify these pages about his government in this report. Many members of Congress say they see nothing, or at least most of the materials in their view, could be made public. Can you tell us, is there any compromise in sight on this? Is there, as some members of Congress say, material you could read and have an incriminating view of the Saudi government when it comes to 911? Now, that's basically the same question that the other reporter asked. So he goes on. He's continuing the answer to that question.
At some point in time, as we make progress on the investigation,
yeah,
and as the threat to our national security diminishes, perhaps we can put out the document.
Oh, you bastard.
But in my judgment, now is not the time to do so. And I made that clear to him, and I would be glad to making it clear to members of Congress. I want to remind you that, sure, some have spoken out, but others have agreed with my position, like the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And so there's a different point of view. My point of view, however, since I'm in charge of fighting the war on terror,
what?
Is that we won't reveal sources and methods that will compromise our efforts to succeed.
You see how psychopathic this bastard is? I'm in charge of fighting the war on terror. You know, and since I am, is that we won't reveal sources that will compromise our efforts. This guy is sick. This guy needs to be removed peacefully and legally from office very quickly, or this republic will cease to exist. It's so simple. It's right in front of our faces, isn't it? Now, when we come back after the break, I want you to listen to Too Stupid to Be President dodging and dancing around reporters' question on the connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. This is where it gets good. Bush is a pathological liar. Every single member of his crime family is a pathological liar. And they struggle mightily to keep their lies straight, whether it's about uranium from Niger or the connection between Saddam and Osama bin Laden or the connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda or whether or not Saddam is going to attack his neighbors. They have to keep these lies like balls in the air, balanced constantly. You'll hear him attempt to do that when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The U.S. is set to introduce a U.N. resolution on Liberia later today. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the resolution will be placed on the table at U.N. headquarters in New York.
Basically, what it is intended to do is to authorize the deployment of a multinational force under Chapter 7 of the U.N. Charter. It would grant authority for peacekeepers to support a ceasefire and to provide a secure environment for humanitarian deliveries.
Boucher says the immediate goal is to stop the fighting. He adds that the resolution's exact language is still under discussion and that U.S. officials don't have a date for a vote yet. Archbishop Sean O'Malley was installed today as the new leader of Catholics in Boston. Judy Yule reports.
The Archbishop's homily was interrupted by applause several times, including when he said that the church is working to create a safe environment for young people following decades of clergy abuse, when he noted that many good priests are working to heal the church, and when the Archbishop said Catholics have lived through a sad chapter in church history, but he said it was just a chapter, not the whole book. I'm Judy Ewell outside the Cathedral of the Holy Cross.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Flowers Foods has voluntarily recalled some of its bread products from grocery stores across the South and parts of the Midwest. The company says the recall affects some products with the brand names Broad Street Bakery, Cobblestone Mill, Country Farm, Flowers, and Winn-Dixie, with Best Buy dates of August 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, and 8th. Flowers Foods says the products may contain small pieces of metal mesh screen. Labor unrest continues at Yale University. Two unions representing more than 4,000 Yale employees have given the school an ultimatum. Bob Proto is president of Local 35 of the Federation of University Workers. He says they want Yale to come back to the bargaining table on August 4th or submit to binding arbitration.
If we're unable to resolve it with negotiations, and if the university is unwilling to go to binding arbitration, then we will strike them on August 27th.
Local 34 and 35 are under the umbrella of the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Employees. In addition to food service staff, the unions represent Yale clerical, technical, and trade workers. They're calling for improved wages, pensions, and job security. The unions walked off the job for a week in March to protest the lack of progress in talks.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm. you know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hundreds of thousands of people are crowding into an old military base in Toronto today to see the Rolling Stones headline a concert to help the SARS-stricken Canadian city. The benefit show was announced a few weeks ago and is meant to bring back energy and to lift the spirits of those living in the area. Toronto is the only non-Asian location that has seen people die from SARS. Rockers AC/DC, Rush, and Justin Timberlake are also on the ticket for the concert that's been dubbed SARS Stock. Before the day is over, more than 400,000 fans are expected to pass through the ticket gates. On Wall Street, technology weakness weighed down the market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 4 points to 9,200. The NASDAQ was down 9 points and finished at 1,721. The S&P 500 lost almost 2 points and finished at 987. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Seven past the hour. All right, our assistant military attaché to this program, Mark, out in Iowa, emailed in an answer to the question that I posed based on Bush's comments about dismantling people. I said, how in the hell do you dismantle somebody? Well, Mark emails in with a chainsaw. That's how you dismantle somebody. What, my producer just gave me a look like, look, this is my assistant military attaché, Mark, in Iowa. I feel like I'm getting a cold here. All right, not that anybody gives a tinker's damn, but back to Bush at the press conference in the Rose Garden today, dancing and dodging around a reporter's question on the connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. All right, here the reporter says, Mr. President, Saddam Hussein's alleged ties... get that man's number. Alleged? Saddam Hussein's alleged ties to Al-Qaeda were a key part of your justification for war. Yet your own intelligence report defined it as, quote, low confidence that Saddam would give weapons to Al-Qaeda, end quote. Were those links, Mr. President, exaggerated to justify war? This guy doesn't realize how thin the ice is under his shoes, does he? Were those links exaggerated to justify war, Mr. President, or can you finally offer us some definitive evidence that Saddam was working with Al-Qaeda terrorists?
I think, first of all, remember, I just said we've been there for 90 days since the cessation of major military operations.
That has nothing to do...
Now, I know in our world where news comes and goes and there's just kind of instant news and you must have done this and must do this yesterday, that there's a level of frustration by some in the media. I'm not suggesting you're frustrated. You don't look frustrated to me at all. But it's going to take time for us to gather the evidence and analyze the mounds of evidence.
Mounds.
Literally, the miles of documents.
Miles.
That we have uncovered.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And I'm confident the truth will come out.
Yeah, and when the truth does come out, your ass is going to prison. You are so busted, Bush. Who's going to bail you out this time? What are you going to do this time? Huh? Pappy won't be able to bail you out because he'll be in jail. Rumsfeld won't be able to bail you out because he'll be in front of a firing squad. Who's going to bail you out, Bush? Huh? What are you going to do? You are so busted. Oh, nuke North Korea. Oh, okay. Sorry. I wasn't thinking there. Still on Saddam and the reasons now for the war. Bush points at somebody, and the somebody says, "Thank you, Mr. President." Building sort of on that idea, it's impossible to deny that the world is a better place and the region certainly a better place without Saddam Hussein. Let me pause here. Isn't this what Monica did for Bill? But Monica did this in privacy. This reporter's doing it for Bush right out in the Rose Garden. "Thank you, Mr. President. Building sort of on that idea, it's impossible to deny that the world is a better place in the region. Certainly a better place without Saddam Hussein. But there's a sense here in this country, I'm sorry, sir, and a feeling around the world that the U.S. has lost credibility by building the case for Iraq upon, you know, sometimes flimsy or some people, probably liberals, have complained, non-existent evidence, you know. And I was just wondering, sir, why did you choose to take the world to war in that way? Now, I don't mean anything disrespectful, Mr. Bush. Here's a tissue.
You know, look, in my line of work, it's always best to produce results.
How about
that? I understand that. Saddam Hussein was a threat.
Good, George. That's good.
The United Nations viewed him as a threat. That's why they passed 12 resolutions. Predecessors of mine viewed him as a threat.
Who would that be?
We gathered a lot of intelligence. That intelligence was good, sound intelligence on which I made a decision.
Oh, you little lion rat bastard. Watch his... That was good, sound intelligence. You know, the yellow cake from Niger, all the aluminum tubes. You remember the aluminum tubes, Mr. Wise Guy reporter? How about the mobile biological truck thingies? You know, we had good, sound intelligence. And didn't my Secretary of State talk about how over there in the palm trees they had a nuclear factory or whatever you call that? And he stands there and says this stuff. And the American press corps, the Washington press corps just stands there. Wiping their chins. Continuing on that last reporter's question about, "I'm just wondering, sir, why did you choose to take the world to war in that way?" Bush is still rambling.
And in order to, you know, placate the critics and the cynics about intentions of the United States, we need to produce evidence. And I fully understand that. And I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe. That Saddam had a weapons program.
What?
But I'm confident history will prove the decision we made to be the right decision.
You see, now it's been reduced to, "I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe, that Saddam had a weapons program." Now, I know this dumb bastard doesn't know how to use the English language, but that is singular. Saddam had a weapons program. Now, wait a second. And yes, I'll call him a dumb bastard. You bet I will. Because he took this country into war. He has cost this country 250 of its sons and daughters. He has destroyed any credibility, so I will call him a dumb bastard until they fire me or until the radio station you're listening to for this program cancels the show. Saddam had a weapons program now. Now, let me remember, he had they were 15 minutes away from launching nuclear bombs. They had biological weapons of mass destruction. They had anthrax. They had botulism. They had typhoid. They had sarin gas. They had VX gas. They had thousands upon thousands of containers, oceans filled with poison that they were ready to unleash on American military personnel. They were ready to unleash on their neighbors in the neighborhood. They were ready to send all sorts of missiles into the United States filled with death and destruction. And now this rat bastard says, I strongly believe that Saddam had a weapons program. You punk. You punk. And the death continues. After 12 years of sanctions against the Iraqi people, after thousands upon thousands upon thousands of innocent civilian deaths, after flooding that country in 1991 with depleted uranium so that Iraqi couples give birth to profoundly retarded and disfigured babies, this filthy pig talks about Saddam had a weapons program. You know, when I feel this way, I should not come to work. I really shouldn't, because it's not hysterics. It's just cold-blooded. All right, a couple more. On Condoleezza Rice's credibility, a reporter asks, too stupid to be anything,
Mr. President, you often speak about the need for accountability in many areas. I wonder, then, why is Dr. Condoleezza Rice not being held accountable for the statement that your own White House has acknowledged was a mistake in your State of the Union address regarding Iraq's attempts to purchase uranium? And also, do you take personal responsibility for that inaccuracy, Mr. Bush, sir?
I take personal responsibility for everything I say, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I also take responsibility for making decisions on war and peace.
Yeah.
And I analyzed a thorough body of intelligence. Good, solid, sound intelligence.
Yeah.
That led me to come to the conclusion that it was necessary to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Dr. Condoleezza Rice is an honest, fabulous person, and America is lucky to have her service. Period.
Now, any psychologist will tell you that his beating on the podium when he's saying that is representative of his wanting to beat on Condoleezza Rice. Dr. Condoleezza Rice is an honest, fabulous person, and America is lucky to have her service, period. If I had the woman here right now, I'd beat her head to a bloody pulp! That's what he's saying. Have I got some psychologists in the audience? Of course I do. And you know that's true. On the outrageous amount of money for his 2004 campaign, one of the little dweebs steps up. Mr. President, with no opponent, how can you spend $170 million or more on your primary campaign, sir? And with 15 fundraisers scheduled, you know, for the summer months, do you worry about the perception that you're unduly attentive to the interests of people who can afford to spend $2,000 to see you? And you know, sir, I call it perception because, gosh darn, that's all it is. Nobody in this country gives a filthy damn, Mr. President. But you know, what about the perception that you're unduly attentive to rich people? Does that bother you?
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election. They expect me to actually do what candidates do.
Oh, God.
And so you're right. I'll be spending some time going out and asking the American people to support me.
The people?
But no, listen, since I've made the decision to run, of course I'm going to do what candidates do. And we're having pretty good success, which is it's kind of an interesting barometer, early barometer, about the support we're garnering.
First of all, you're not going to be reelected. You're not. If the American public, through fraud and deception, allows you to stay in office, you punk ass, it's going to be your first election, if it happens at all. You were not elected, George. You were not elected. You were appointed. What I can get from the monkey man, great, great monkey man. Crazy, crazy man, you got to yourself time.
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brainshrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
This is my...
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why not
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, just two more. Press conference, Rose Garden today, where Karl Rove tested the media, and the media failed, as always. Failed the American public.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you said just a few moments ago and say frequently in your speeches, the deficit was caused variously by the war, by recession, by corporate scandals and the 9-1-1 attacks. But you know, sir, just a couple of weeks ago on July 15th, the Office of Management and Budget put out a report saying that without the tax cuts that Congress passed, I'm not suggesting, sir, that you wanted them, the budget would be back in surplus by 2008. But with those tax cuts factored in, well, gulp, we have deficits that year and further years out of at least $200 billion, to use a phrase, as far as the eye can see. Aren't tax cuts in part responsible for the deficits at least a little bit, Mr. President, and does that fact concern you? If it is a fact, I you know, are we now in a period where we have deficits, to use the phrase again, as far as the eye can see, sir?
Look, I mean, we would have had deficits with or without tax cuts for this reason. The slowdown in the economy.
Oh, okay.
The decline in the stock market starting March of 2000.
Oh, okay.
Plus the recession.
Uh-huh.
Reduced the amount of revenues coming into the Federal Treasury.
Oh.
Secondly, we spent money on the war. And we spent money on Homeland Security.
Oh.
My attitude is, if we're going to put our troops in harm's way, they must have the very best.
Until they get out, right, sir? Then you can just screw them until they can't bleed anymore. Oh, never mind. I didn't mean to say that, Mr. President. I'm just one of the whore press corps here in Washington. Please excuse me, sir. Let me hand it off here to my colleague.
Thank you. Mr. President, you've been involved now in the Mideast peace process and have certainly learned firsthand how developments like creation of a fence can complicate progress. Well, based on that, when you stood there about a year ago and proposed your, roadmap, you spoke about a state for those other ones in 2005. So, Mr. President, my question, do you think that goal is still realistic, or is it likely to slide, you know, just because it's hard to make headway, Mr. President?
I think it's realistic. I also know when we start sliding goals, it makes progress less realistic.
Yeah.
We've also got to recognize that there are things that can happen on the ground that will strengthen Mr. Abbas's hand.
Oh, okay.
Relative to the competition.
Yeah.
Moving, for example, movement throughout the country. So I spent time talking to Prime Minister Sharon yesterday about checkpoints.
Checkpoints, okay.
We discussed it between a checkpoint for security purposes and a checkpoint that might be there that's
What? What?
Is it there for inconvenience purposes?
Oh, inconvenience. Let me put it to you that way. The checkpoints that are there for inconvenience purposes. Oh, that means to screw up the daily movement of Palestinians. Is that what you mean, Mr. President? Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Filthy. Disgusting. Vile. Bush. Bush and the whorish White House press corps.
sure you're using an effective sunblock.
Oh, no, it's true. I'm a sensitive cowboy and I don't know what to do. Oh, no, it's kind of strange. I'm the last sensitive cowboy. Oh, no, no.
And we've got to promote the leadership that is willing to condemn terror at the same time work toward the betterment of the lives of the Palestinian people.
I'm the last sensitive cowboy on the range.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. It's not a layoff, but 2,700 workers at an IBM chip manufacturing plant in South Burlington, Vermont, are taking an 18% wage cut as the company reduces everyone's working hours. IBM came under fire last week when audio tapes surfaced of its human resources executives discussing the need for a mass transfer of jobs overseas, but the company says this cutback in Vermont is no precursor to any sort of move. Effective August 2nd, workers at the plant will go from working 42 hours to 36 hours per week.
The public has spoken on the issue of whether the Labor Department should eliminate the right to time and a half pay for millions of American workers, and the answer is clear. A vast majority oppose the rollback. The public comment period on the proposal officially ended June 30th, but cards and letters keep pouring in, more than 80,000 so far. The Economic Policy Institute says the plan would rob a net 8 million Americans of overtime wages.
If these regulations go through, we will lose our time and a half overtime. And we stand to lose thousands of dollars in overtime pay.
John Garrity is an electronics technician with the federal government.
These changes are changes that are going to benefit corporate America. There are no benefits to the American working man or woman that goes to work every day.
Earlier this month, a House measure that would have blocked any changes to overtime rules failed by 3 votes after a handful of Democrats crossed party lines to support the president. 7 other Democrats failed to show for the vote, including presidential hopeful Richard Gephardt. Ironically, Gephardt was in Iowa that day receiving the endorsement of the International Association of Machinists.
The 6-year contract between Caterpillar and the United Auto Workers expires in April.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
Doug Stepman's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Where else indeed? 800-TALK-YES is the number now. Back to the phone calls. Hugh, one of our over-the-road truckers is calling from Springfield, Missouri. This your first time checking in, Hugh?
Yeah, how's it going, Mike? Your show is a lifesaver. I don't, you know,
it's unbelievable how rare anything like this is out there. You know, the airwaves is just blanketed with total parroting of all this ditto BS. But
You're listening to the program on Sirius Satellite Radio, right?
Yes, which is an amazing thing. Before that, I couldn't even listen to the radio, and now at least there's a few choices, so it makes a big difference.
Well, we're really glad you found this program, Hugh.
Thanks, man. And yes, the reason I'm calling is because I found the press conference today was especially despicable, and the press, they don't follow up. Like, what really got to me was when Bush made his comments about gay people, they didn't, his response, they asked him, well, what about homosexuals? And he said, well, we're all sinners. Now, that doesn't mean what it initially sounds like. Like, he's saying, oh, we're all sinners, because the question would then be, oh, Mr. President, well, what is the ongoing sinful behavior that you embrace and incorporate in your life?
Mass murder. Mass murder.
He's saying that gay people themselves, the core of their lives, the what they base their relationships on is sinful.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
all the damn press had to do was ask him, well, President, how do you feel about the most meaningful aspect of Mary Cheney's life, the undying love she has for her lesbian spouse?
Right.
And then the president's answer was, well, we're all sinners. That is so despicable. I just find it totally offensive. And also, he lied because, you remember, Cheney specifically said during the vice presidential debates, this is not a federal issue. The states should decide it. And then Bush today said no, we will codify this into a, you know, an unequal law.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how Mary Cheney, this psychopathic vice president, illegal vice president's daughter feels when this topic comes up. I wonder how Newt's sister feels. I wonder how Phyllis Schlafly's son feels. Dick Gephardt's daughter. I mean, the list goes on and on. How many families do not have a relative who happens to be gay? But there stands this little pig, George, referencing the daughter of his vice president as being a sinner because she happens to be gay. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, it blows my mind, because these are real people, and the press does not push them on this. Where they've got to ask them, wait, you're saying that because Mary Cheney is openly in a relationship with her lover, they live in the same house, and Bush is specifically saying that love, which is so important to her, is a demonic, evil force, and that she herself is a sinful, calling her a sinful, a whore, basically.
I wonder how comfortable Cheney is with the idea that his daughter is going to roast in hell while satanic demons sodomize her 24/7. I wonder how he feels about that, huh?
Well, obviously, to them, power is the most important thing above all else. That's why they don't care. In private, all these people delay, Trent Lott, they will party intimately with people like Mary Cheney, and they don't care. But then it's because they make a specific exception. When it comes to the rest of the population, the actual common people, they'll make laws to have you lynched. They don't care. They'll strip you of your rights. It's because power supersedes all, and these are the sickest people. It's blown my mind what's happened to our country.
I hear you loud and clear. Hugh, thanks for checking in. I hope we're going to hear from you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Your show, I wouldn't survive without it. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. It's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, it must be. How do you exist as an offspring, first of all, of Dick Cheney? But here I'm making a generalized assumption here. Here's a woman who his daughter Mary, who happens to be homosexual. And every part of her father's cabal of thugs and mass murderers condemn her because of who she is. I've always been curious about Newt Gingrich's sister. When he lived here in the Atlanta area, you would see his sister frequently in this area. I wonder how she feels. A perfectly normal woman who happens to be gay. I we get hung up on this issue. And I had some little piece of human waste from the Christian Action Network on this program. You all remember that a couple of months ago.
The Home Office turned part of the interview into a promo for the program. You know, these people to me, these anti-gay, these homophobes, aside from the fact that they're acting out their own inclination towards pansexuality, they're just aren't they crawly, creepy? Don't they? I don't care what your feeling is about homosexual sex. You know, you may find it just something you don't like, it's something you're not into. Fine, I'm not into it. But when you listen to these people who are anti-gay, and you understand the depth of their sickness, it's just, I don't know, that's something that has fascinated me for a number of years, of the homophobes and the anti-gay types. And I don't mean to take such a condescending attitude about, well, it fascinates me, because I understand that what fascinates me causes other people to die. You know, because I am fascinated with the twisted minds of homophobes, gay people die. Gay people are beaten to death. Gay people are broken into pieces. Chunks of their flesh are spread around urban streets or country meadows. So I don't mean to come across like I'm removed from it. Oh, well. Dan is calling from Edgewood, Washington. Dan, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome aboard.
All right. I've been looking for a way to segue into a whole different subject about the dyeball voting machines.
Well, just jump right in.
my first night listening to the show was quite recently when you were gay baiting, and I was listening with my four sons, and it gave us quite a turn there for a while.
Did you think I was actually anti-gay?
I didn't know what to think, because it was my first time listening. I had listened for an hour before, and
Well, there's always a risk when you do something like that on the air. What my intent was, whether it's valid or legitimate or not, my intent was to take the person, the spokesman from the Christian Action Network, who finds it appalling that gay people actually go to Disney World, and just draw him out as far as I could. And then let him hang himself. And in order to do that, I adopted this role that, look, I'm more of a gay basher than you are.
Well, you can't fool me, because I'm a moron, but I finally got it.
Well, good.
To my sons during the break.
Well, good. I'm glad you got it.
They got quiet. They weren't quite sure that I was right.
Well, you can let them know you were absolutely right.
Well, they know that now, because they've been listening to you. They hate to miss your show. But one thing I've noticed about you is that it seems like every time someone makes a positive prediction about the 2004 election, you get kind of subdued and say, "Yeah, I hope you're right."
Yes.
And it's occurred to me that one possible reason might be the possibility that the electronic voting machines will be hacked.
Yes.
And
you know, there's a website that really gets into this, blackboxvoting.com.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, you've been there. Okay.
And what I'm wanting to address is, how do we deal with that?
I'm not sure. It is up to the state legislatures, the individual state legislatures, the Secretary of State of the individual states, to determine. Here in Georgia, based on input from the legislature, how the voting procedure is going to be handled within the state. Kathy Cox, who is the Secretary of State here in Georgia, makes the decision, using Georgia as an example, as to whether or not it's going to be paper ballots, punch cards, or electronic voting.
Right.
And then she gets the authorization from the Georgia General Assembly, the money authorization, to go ahead and make the purchases. So if for those of us who are truly, deeply, really concerned about this electronic voting and the fact that the Diebold Company is owned by religious right fundamentalists of the worst sort, the only thing we can do, I would imagine at this point, is to contact our secretaries of state or contact, if we have, for most of us have friends or know somebody in the state legislature, and just say, look,
you know, there's an issue here that needs to be explored. There's an issue here that needs to be investigated. That's
well, I've heard it said that exit polling is no longer conducted.
That's correct.
And I'm not clear on who it was who was conducting exit polling in the first place.
All right, well, let me tell you. It was a consortium. What was it called, Kathy? Voter News Service, VNS. It was a consortium of news-gathering organizations, everybody from New York Times, NBC, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, ABC, CBS, Fox. I would imagine C-SPAN might have been involved. All of these news-gathering and reporting organizations, they are the ones that put together and funded this organization called Voters. What is it, Kathy? Voters News Service? VNS. And VNS specifically to conduct exit polling. Now, the reason it was done is to give the news organizations a leg up in getting the results before all the counting was done. They would use exit polling. And this was done for the past, oh, I don't know how long, Kathy, 8-10 years, exit polling was done. What happened was in the 2000 election, the presidential election, the one that the Bush crime family stole, the exit polling early on was indicating that George Bush was going to lose his ass, that there was no way in hell Bush was going to win this election. The people who had determined that the election was going to be stolen decided that this could not be. They could not allow this to get out. And I'm referring to major news gathering organizations. They were getting exit polling telling them Bush was going to lose. The news gathering organizations had done everything in its power to destroy Al Gore. From accusing him of claiming he invented the internet, which he never did. You remember all the lies and all the distortions that were put out there by the news media. On election night, the exit polling was showing that Al Gore was winning. I have a close personal friend I've known for 20 years who lives here in Atlanta, who works at a radio station. He also works for Voter News Service during election years. He was in New York. I called him up. I said, what the hell is going on? We're not getting any exit polling. He said, Mike, they've pulled the plug on us. I said, why? And who is this they? And he said, the consortium that put this together. Because the early polling is showing Gore massively winning. And they've pulled the plug. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. Now, this is not something I heard. This is not something a friend told me. This is something I experienced. And my friend who has worked for Voter News Service for 10 years and no longer does was out of a job. He was absolutely stunned. And by the way, he happens to be of the kind of liberal progressive persuasion. He's not the type of radio he does is music radio. He's a man in his mid-50s. And most of the music that he plays is roots music, you know, bluegrass and country music, unelectrified country music. So he's rather conservative, but he is a progressive in his own way. When he told me that, and Kathy and I had come in that night to work. We were working days then, but we shifted our program and came in to work that night. And it was just astonishing. We could not believe what was going on. So well, I hope that answers it for you.
Yes, it does. Thank you. And I'm wondering what our options are for dealing with the next election. I know that there is one company at least out there who uses who sells voting machines, and they use open source code, but it doesn't look like that's going to fly. What are our other options? Can we ask the European Union to come in and oversee the elections like we used to do with Jimmy Carter, go into third-tier countries
and pass
judgment on their elections?
That would be great. Let me back up a little bit because my producer just hit me with a ball bat. I misspoke. Voters News Service was disbanded here in the midterm elections, not the 2000 elections, but it was an offshoot of the 2000 election. So it was the shutdown with Voter News Service, the exit polling, occurred in the 2002 election. It wasn't the presidential election in 2000. That was shut down by fraud and deceit and trickery. The impetus of shutting down Voter News Service was the $2,000
presidential the 2000 presidential election, but it was 2002, and I misspoke, and I apologize for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll follow up on your explanation.
Okay.
In the morning, but what I'm saying is, what do we as people who are looking for an alternative do about the possibility that the next election will be rigged?
That I don't know, except to insist that there is a very clearly a defined paper trail.
Well,
and that's
don't we ask the European the European Union to come in and oversee our third world election?
I don't think that would work. The other thing is to vote by absentee ballot. When you vote by absentee ballot, they actually have to mail you a ballot. And there is a record of it.
Yes.
Hey, listen, here comes the music. Thanks for checking in, Dan. I hope you call again.
All right, thanks.
All right, sir, take care. And I hope I didn't confuse everybody. I got myself confused there. The Voter News Service thing happened this past, during the 2002 election. The fraud began during the 2000 election. And it became clear that there had to be something done in order to hide the truth from the American public. And that's in 2002, when that election came along and saw people like Max Cleland whipping Saxby Chambliss's ass, and that was not on the Bush agenda. They had to do something to stop that. And that's why Voter News Service was disbanded. I hope I didn't confuse everybody like I confused myself.
The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you can pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man with fewer votes wins. Yeah, you want it fair.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiotis, or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than three people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at ieamericaradio.com. Let's save our country one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. But I promise I'll be in a better frame of mind tomorrow night. God, it was just staying home today and actually watching a Bush press conference. I think what happens, in addition to the anger that a rational human being must feel in this country right now because of what has happened and continues to happen here politically, in addition to the anger, there's a sense of impotence that is, it's a sense that I'm not used to having. Maybe you too. Political impotence, where in the past, if things were not working, you could generate some resistance to it. You could write a letter to the editor. You could call your local congressional office. You could meet with your friends and raise some hell. And I don't think very many of us had a sense that things were teetering on the brink. Maybe back in 63. And 63 was when I bought my first gun, or 62, because I really did think that we were going to go to war with a nuclear war over Cuba with the Russians, and I needed weapons to protect my little tiny family. But aside from that, I always had the sense that, yeah, there could be nuclear holocaust break out, but that we had leadership in this country that would do its damnedest, most of the time, to stop that. Or that somebody on the other side would do their damnedest to stop it. But it's the impotent feeling that I got watching, once again, a full-blown Bush news conference. Rage and impotence, that's a bad combination. You know, it really is. That makes people grab guns and do crazy things. And it just, oh, man. So to the extent that this has been a bummer tonight, I do apologize. Dee is calling from Omaha. Dee, welcome to, or it's our Omaha bureau chief. Dee, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. This is Dee. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. I know there's not much time, so I just wanted to read very quickly to you, this will be less than 30 seconds, a note that I wrote to my congressman, Congressman Lee Terry, to urge Bush to bring our troops home. Can I read it really quick?
Let her rip.
Okay. On average, every other day an American soldier dies in Iraq due to the lies and half-truths of President Bush and his cronies. How many more young men and women must die, Mr. Bush, before you see the living hell your lies have created, both for Iraqi civilians and American troops? The groundswell is growing, as you surely must know, for UN peacekeepers to replace our soldiers, while still financed by the U.S., as should be, since the death and destruction we've wrought in Iraq is ultimately our responsibility. The UN not only may help restore Iraq's infrastructure more quickly, but also could oversee a swift, more democratic constitution-building process, as well as the first election.
D, we're flat out of time. Hey, thanks to everybody. Call me back tomorrow, D. Thanks to everybody. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
That Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. President Bush is repeating his demand that Liberia's leader Charles Taylor step down from power. During a White House press conference today, Bush told reporters, quote, Charles Taylor must go. He said the U.S. would offer help to the war-torn region if Taylor leaves office and a ceasefire is in place. As for the American role, Secretary of State Colin Powell says the president has not yet decided whether U.S. soldiers will be deployed on the ground. But today, Bush told reporters the troop strength will be limited and the time frame will be limited. A top official in Saudi Arabia says the country will not tolerate terrorism. During a live televised speech, Interior Minister Prince Nayef said the kingdom would eliminate anyone who spreads terror and tarnishes the reputation of the country. Nayef compared militants to a failing organ, saying, quote, if one has a sick organ which harms the entire body, he removes it. He added that the country is strong and capable of reaching the people of evil. The comments came during